had she dreamed that her party-giving skills would eventually be parlayed into such a success. She'd started the business, which she called simply parties, as a way of making enough money to continue living in their family home, although she'd had to take out a substantial second mortgage to get parties off the ground. Grant had paid the required support, but depending on that would have meant moving to a smaller house in a different neighborhood. If ever her children needed stability, she knew, it was in the period after the divorce. She'd since paid off both mortgages. To Beth Ann's astonishment, the business had taken off immediately. She'd started small, with themed birthday parties for children. The Alice in Wonderland Tea Party had been the most popular of the dozens of concepts she'd created. With busy schedules, parents were looking for an easy, economical way to make birthday parties special. Beth Ann's company had filled that need. Currently, there were 5 parties stores in the Seattle area, including the original location, and she was considering a deal that offered national franchising opportunities. The key was to keep the ideas fresh and the prices reasonable. This past winter, she'd added a birthday party in a box, more scaled-down, do-it-yourself versions of her trademarked theme parties. A year earlier, Beth Ann had hired Julia Hayden as her corporate operations manager. Julia was efficient, dedicated, and gifted. She loved the job and had begun overseeing the company's day-to-day activities, freeing Beth Ann to focus on creative development. Annie worked with her, and the two of them had recently developed birthday party ideas for cats and dogs, which was now a popular trend, especially among childless, affluent professionals. They'd expanded into other types of parties, too. Anniversary and retirement celebrations, Christmas and even Halloween events. Beth Ann signaled for the check, and they went their separate ways with a quick hug and a wave. Annie was walking back to the office, while Beth Ann headed for Blossom Street and a good yarn. Knitting had become one of her favorite activities. When she needed to think, nothing helped more than sitting down with a knitting project. She felt a sense of happy anticipation as she parked in front of the yarn store, which was owned by her dear friend Lydia Getz. With the wedding only 6 weeks away, she'd wanted to knit something for Courtney, her almost daughter-in-law, to wear during the wedding. The wedding. It was why Grant had called her 2 weeks ago. Their son's marriage had given him a legitimate excuse, and he'd called twice since then, including this morning. Other than the occasional joint decisions they'd made regarding their children, they'd had little personal contact since the divorce. Then Grant had phoned her with a question about a wedding gift for Andrew and Courtney. He'd been friendly and relaxed, and this week he'd asked her to dinner. Dinner. She and Grant. After 6 years. She'd heard from Annie that his marriage to Tiffany had ended in divorce the previous year, after a brief separation, and felt genuinely sorry for him. This was a second divorce for Tiffany as well. In fact, Beth Ann had briefly dated Paul, Tiffany's first husband, shortly after the divorce, although date wasn't exactly the right word. They'd been more of a two-person support group, helping each other grapple with their betrayal by the people they loved. Unfortunately, Andrew's relationship with his father remained cool. Her son had met his father's desertion with a bitter resolve that only seemed to harden as he grew older. Andrew was polite but kept an emotional distance from Grant. For Annie, 16 at the time, the divorce had been nothing short of devastating. Always a daddy's girl, she'd acted out her shock and pain as only a willful teenager can. Annie blamed Tiffany for stealing her father away and had done everything she could to sabotage the marriage. But Beth Ann was also a target for her rage during those early months. Annie had railed at her for being too boring and clueless to keep her father happy. Beth Ann had never responded to Annie's accusations about her failures as a wife, afraid to reveal how close to home her words had hit. Eventually, Annie had adjusted to the new reality, although she still referred to Grant's second wife in sarcastic tones as the lovely Tiffany. Beth Ann thought about her conversation with him that morning. His excuse for calling this time was so flimsy Beth Ann couldn't even remember what it was. He'd kept her on the line, relating office gossip as if she was still intimately familiar.